A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloth, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, today is the day. Today is the beginning of a whole season of days. And perhaps all that can be said is what we say on this day in response to our psalm during the liturgy. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Again, there are so many facets of this mystery of what it is we celebrate, what we contemplate, that it will take us these next 50 days, this entire Easter season, to put our minds around, wrap our minds around this great mystery of Christ's resurrection from the dead. The church gives us today this reading from the Gospel according to John. And although we celebrate the resurrection, it's not as if yet in this reading they have become fully aware. They have not yet experienced the appearances of the risen Christ. And in fact, the reading concludes, they did not yet understand the scriptures. This is just the beginning, in other words, of that which is going to unfold for them. And yet, although it says they did not yet understand the scriptures, it would seem to me that the disciple Jesus loved, the beloved disciple as portrayed in this text, maybe didn't understand, but he did believe. He knew something. Let us see if we can unravel what that is and what message lies behind it. One could ask the question, why in this Gospel according to John, that the evangelist even includes those little details about Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved, the other disciple whom he leaves unnamed, but we can only think that it was, if not the evangelist himself, certainly that disciple, that beloved one, John, that other disciple whom Jesus loved. But why would he include that detail? It almost sounds as if he's highlighting a fact about himself that could be interpreted as egoic in some ways. Certainly he's pictured even later as showing deference to Peter, but then it comes back again. He is the one who saw and believed. It strikes me that the evangelist is not including that detail about the disciple that Jesus loved, and again later referring in the same way to that disciple, as simply something arbitrary, that it's trying to tell us something, that it's because of the relationship that existed between Jesus and that disciple was able, when he saw, to know, to believe. Whereas Mary Magdalene, evidently at this point, We'll hear more about her during the coming week, but also Simon Peter, it's not reported that at this point they really saw, understood, believed that this beloved disciple did in some way. It teaches me that there is something about human relationships, simply of friendship, where love prevails, that we know something that perhaps our other rational forms of inquiry might not always teach us, or might even prevent us from knowing or understanding. John, precisely because of the relationship he had with Jesus, that he knew Jesus in a certain way, and when he saw, it stirred something inside of him, and he knew. There is the old line going back to Gregory the Great, that love itself is a form of knowledge. Love itself is a way of knowing. And it seems to me that's what we're getting at here in the gospel text today. That friendship, that love, is a way of penetrating through the veil of the mystery, getting to the other side. This disciple now knew, even if he didn't fully understand or couldn't put it yet in words, he knew. And it tells us then that there is an aspect to the resurrection of Jesus that is so thoroughly relational. That what happens when Jesus does begin to appear to Mary Magdalene, and then to the other disciples, to Peter, relationships are restored. Love wins out. Love breaks through. Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene, and it takes a while, too, before she'll recognize him. It's only when he says, Mary, that she's able to say, Rabboni. It's in that encounter a relationship is restored, what she, too, thought maybe had been lost forever. That the appearances aren't only Jesus' way of proving that he's been vindicated in some way by God, but he restores relationships that were meaningful. And to Peter, the last encounter that he would have had with Peter before the appearances to Peter would have been the denial, the grief that Peter must have felt. And so when Jesus is later in John's gospel able to say, Peter, do you love me? What it would have meant to Peter, for Peter to be able to say, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. In the resurrection, we discover that the bottom line about life is not death. It is love. It is relationship. And we see that manifested in our gospel text today, where not only Jesus' love for his disciples and friends will break through and be the bottom line, the last word, but also here for John, the disciple that Jesus loved, for him, love won out, love revealed, love told him that there was a truth here he couldn't yet perhaps fully understand, but there was something he knew burning in his heart, such as also for those disciples on the road to Emmaus, something that was very real. And that which was real is that love, relationships, would triumph. And in the end, if we believe in love, we have to believe that there is more to life than this life alone. We believe that in the end, love will triumph. Indeed, this is the day the Lord has made.